The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Saturday, September 25th. Thousands of people in Louisiana are now cleaning up from one of the most powerful storms to ever make landfall in the U.S. Hurricane Ida is one of the many deadly storms we've covered over the years, so we wanted to take a closer look. Who is there to help when first responders get overwhelmed? What happens in these communities in the weeks after the winds die down, the floodwaters recede, and the national media leaves? Many times, it's volunteers and local organizations doing the work, helping their neighbors near and far pick up the pieces and rebuild. One of those organizations is the Cajun Navy. The group got its start after Hurricane Katrina in 2005, when boat owners stepped up to help rescue people. Since then, Cajun Navy volunteers have become a regular presence whenever a natural disaster strikes. One of those volunteers is Rob Godet. He's from the Cajun Navy Ground Force in Louisiana and is the founder and director of the Cajun Navy Foundation. Rob has been on the road for weeks helping in the wake of Hurricane Ida. Today, he's sharing what he's seeing now after that storm and the types of volunteer missions that have stuck with him for years. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. Hi, Rob. Thanks for coming on the Newsworthy.
Thanks for having me on.
So first, tell us what inspired you to start and volunteer with the Cajun Navy.
You know, what inspired me to get involved was seeing the amount of requests for rescue that people were actually placing on social media. This was in 2016 during flooding that South Louisiana experienced. The first responders were just overwhelmed. People would call 911, which is the typical first responder hotline, of course. And the hotline was just down. It was too busy. People started going to Facebook and social media and asking for their neighbors and whoever else that could to come and pull them to safety from floodwaters that were coming into South Louisiana. And I saw that happening in my background, which is business system development and building teams of people, really caused me to see a role that I could play to get involved and help with that. The Cajun Navy, it's so much more than a rescue movement. It's really more of a collaborative movement of anybody that needs to provide help to someone in need beyond even, you know, a need for a boat rescue to more of a need of, I need food and water because there are no stores open and we need gasoline because there's no gas stations open and I need help pulling the tree off of my home because the same problem that existed where first responders were overwhelmed during the 2016 flooding, the same problem of systems being overwhelmed applies when the water goes down. There are no systems in place to handle 150,000 homes flooded. It is really up to the community and other American neighbors, other neighboring states to come in and assist.
Because of Hurricane Ida, I know in recent weeks you've really been focused on the aftermath of that. Can you explain what you've been seeing specifically with Ida?
The damage from Ida is pretty widespread across multiple parishes in the state and very indiscriminate. Entire communities are just destroyed. We were in a region along the coast called Point Aux-Chênes, a tribal community, actually an ancient Indian tribe that still exists in South Louisiana, along the coast, right along the coastline. And out of 120 homes in that community, there were 101 rendered completely unlivable. So only 19 homes out of this community of 120 homes survived. These are tribal people who've lived down there for generations. A lot of times, big cities like New Orleans kind of get all the attention and everybody wants to go and help New Orleans. But the needs in these communities south of New Orleans and kind of outside of levee protection or even inside of levee protection, but outside of New Orleans are in tremendous need right now.
What do you think a lot of people who aren't in the middle of these storms don't realize about what goes on in the aftermath?
There's really two types of people affected, if you just want to break it down. There are people with money. There are people with connections, with friends networks that they can leverage to come and assist them. And then there are people that don't have that. And they're typically the elderly that need help. I get calls every single day from elderly women in tears. They have no clue where to go. They don't have anyone to call for help. I think people think that FEMA is here and they're in charge. You know, the military's coming in and they're going to make things better. That's not the way it works. It is up to the individuals that are impacted to reach out to their networks to make things happen. They have to go fill out the FEMA forms. They have to go fill out, if they have insurance, insurance forms. And if you're 86 and you have a tree through your roof, you have three cats, you don't have a car, you don't have internet, you don't have electricity, you don't have running water, you don't have the networks of friends to help you, you're not going to get help. There are places that, I'll just say it, are third world country conditions right now that need good people to find an organization to volunteer with and come down and help. It is literally the more hands we have down here, the more quickly these folks that are in real bad situations right now can help.
Still ahead, Rob shares an emotional memory about a woman he helped back in 2016, and he explains why people who need assistance now cannot afford to wait. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Rothy's. I know you're busy and often on the go, and nobody has time or patience for uncomfortable shoes. And that's where Rothy's comes in. Rothy's shoes are not only comfortable, their fan favorite styles are also sustainably made with materials like plastic water bottles. How cool is that? I love buying from Rothy's knowing this company cares for the planet. Rothy's are also fully machine washable and available in tons of shapes, styles, and colors, so you can always find the right one for you and the season. I have a variety of Rothy's, from cute fall flats to casual and comfy sneakers. Who What Wear says, quote, "Celebrities are far from immune from the draw of Rothy's wildly popular shoes." And Forbes calls Rothy's men's shoes a travel must-have. To help you welcome the fall season in style, Rothy's is also doing something special right now. Yes, they gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. This episode is also brought to you by KiwiCo. KiwiCo's mission is to help kids build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills, and have fun doing it. I love that each KiwiCo box, which is delivered monthly, comes with all the supplies needed for that month's project. No extra runs to the store or wondering what your child should play with next. And it gives me, as a parent, peace of mind knowing the crates are made with high-quality materials and have been designed by the experts, exposing my child at all of his different ages and stages to a new STEAM concept. STEAM means science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And as kids get older, projects are a great supplement to at-home and online learning, offering opportunities for hands-on exploration at home, from sailing the solar system to engineering a drip irrigation system and more. The crates allow kids to either play and learn independently with kid-friendly instructions, or you can complete projects with loved ones, so you get that extra quality time with family and friends. KiwiCo is redefining learning, and there's something for every kid. Plus, you can get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with the code NEWSWORTHY. That's 50% off your first month at KIWICO, KiwiCo.com, and then use the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Okay, now back to my conversation with Rob Godet. Take us through what it's like to rescue someone, to help someone. Maybe if there's one that stands out in your mind for the time that you've been doing this.
There is one. It goes all the way back to 2016 flooding. A woman named Etta Dodrill. Etta lived in a place called Maurepas. Maurepas is an hour and a half from Baton Rouge. When I got a call from a church about Etta and went to visit her, she was living in her home that had flooded. This was 6 months after the flood. The home had been gutted, so she was living in a home with studs. She didn't want her possessions thrown away, and it was in her 80s. Talk about a resilient person. She was kind of in that state because she insisted to everybody that came that she could do it herself. And when I found her, it was in January. It was about 12 degrees outside, no insulation, a house off the ground. She was covered in blankets and with her possessions in front of her, and people had just kind of given up on helping her. I wouldn't let her tell me no. I mean, I would not let her tell me she's got it herself. I said, "Thank you, Miss Etta, but we're coming with people." And I gathered 12 organizations together, and we went, and it took us till April to do this. So we found her in January. It was April before we had enough resources and teams together to go repair her home. And we did. She didn't have hot water for most of that time until we had a hot water heater donated and went and installed it for her. All 12 nonprofits and ourselves spent one day and made it a big deal, and we repaired her home. The next day, we were delivering a television to her that somebody had donated. And my team went in, and she was passed away in the home.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so that stuck with me. And so Miss Etta is the person that I always think about and tell her story. We can't wait. We can't say, well, somebody else has it, and it's going to be Thanksgiving and Christmas soon. So we need to help our neighbors, and we need to help our communities and show up as soon as possible to assist. We've had over 1,000 volunteers come through in the last 3 weeks and just assist with providing supplies, clearing trees for people's homes, just basic stuff. But if we had 1,000 volunteers this weekend, we could do so much good, and we might have 10. And we appreciate the volunteers that come. But somehow, I think our society needs to figure out how to get more involved in these types of incidents and help. There needs to be a part of our culture to get involved in these ways and not assume somebody else is doing it, because that's what everybody thinks. And the Miss Eddas of the world really cannot wait until April to have their homes fixed.
Wow. And I'm sure she was so grateful to you and everyone who helped. To that point, I mean, this must take a toll on you, not only your time, but, you know, situations like that, that you see a lot and a lot of people going through stuff.
It does. I haven't been home since Ida hit. It's been over 3 weeks. Our organization is at a crossroads where we're creating some models that make it easier for people to volunteer and help people get recovered more quickly. And in the end, it just takes a lot of hands. And that's what we're literally, truly working on every single day. Not everybody needs to come and stay for 3 weeks. If you just come for one day, that's fantastic. We've had a lot of volunteers that just come for a day. We have a lot of opportunities that have opened up for our organization through Cajun Navy Ground Force. We're actually partnered with Macy's right now. We're in 120 Macy's stores. You can round up your purchase to the nearest dollar, and that becomes a donation to our organization that in turn makes it to people. Crown Royal has partnered with us and offered us some financing and some other things. And others like Diamond Direct is running a campaign right now for us. And probably 10 other corporations, big corporations, have helped us, from Lowe's and Home Depot to Sam's and Walmart, in various ways. And the way you spend your time as a volunteer is enhanced by what these organizations have allowed us to do.
What do people who you help say to you? And have you ever had the chance to follow up with someone that you have helped or rescued? And what was that like?
The people that we help turn around and they join us. They are the first ones to come with us because they have been through it. What they always tell us is that you guys were there for us, so now we're going to be there for you. I'm referring really specifically to Hurricane Harvey survivors. We showed up at Hurricane Harvey in 2017 and just performed thousands of rescues. About 4,000 rescues is what our group did. And people remember that. And frankly, most of our help from Ida and Laura has actually come from Texas. The people we've helped directly on the ground, they in turn help their own neighbors. They're the first ones to get involved because they know what it's like.
Some research has shown that hurricanes are becoming stronger. They're happening more often. What do you wish everyone knew about preparing when a storm is on its way?
I would listen to the authorities if they say to evacuate, to do so. As far as preparation goes, that's one of the things that we take seriously. And you can download our app, actually, Cajun Navy Ground Force app, to help yourself prepare. The increase in storms is, it's hard to deny it. The amount of landfalls of major hurricanes along the Gulf Coast from Florida all the way around to Texas is far more than anything I've ever experienced in my lifetime. I'm no scientist, but you don't really have to be one to recognize it. It's much greater than anything we've ever had down here.
Well, thank you for all the work you do and all the other volunteers. Is there anything else you want to add, or just a final thought?
There's a lot of division in our country right now, just from politics and COVID and all of those topics. We don't even think about those topics down here. If you want to escape those topics, volunteer, come down with the Cajun Navy Ground Force and volunteer. And those things become second to what the people down here are experiencing and how you can contribute. I would just say roll up your sleeves and come volunteer.
All right, thanks to Rob Godet for sharing his experience. The Cajun Navy Foundation set up a website to guide people who want to donate or volunteer their time after disasters. That website is crowdrelief.net. We have a link to it in our episode notes. And that's it for today. Be sure to listen to our daily news roundups Monday through Friday when we keep you updated on the day's headlines in just about 10 minutes. Until then, have a great weekend.